Now let us chant our salutation of the triple gem and a passage to arouse urgency.
Absolutely pure, with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear sight of wisdom, destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed that Buddha I revere, the teaching of the Lord like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruit, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed that Dhamma I revere, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awakened after the accomplished one, noble and wise, or longing abandoned, devotedly indeed, that Sangha I revere. This salutation should be made to that which is worthy through the power of such good action. May all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into this world, and he is an Arahant, a perfectly awakened being, purifying the wading out of delusion, calming and directing to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known. Having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is dukkha, aging is dukkha, and death is dukkha, sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are dukkha. Association with the disliked is dukkha. Separation from the light is dukkha. Not attaining one's wishes is dukkha. In brief, the five focuses of identity are dukkha. These are as follows. Attachment to form, attachment to feeling, attachment to perception, attachment to mental formations, attachment to sense consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructed his disciples in just this way. In addition, he further instructed, form is impermanent, feeling is impermanent, perception is impermanent, mental formations are impermanent, sense consciousness is impermanent, form is not self, feeling is not self, perception is not self, mental formations are not self, sense consciousness is not self, all conditions are transient. There is no self in the created or the uncreated. All of us are bound by birth, aging and death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair, bound by dukkha and obstructed by dukkha. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering, remembering that Blessed One, the Noble Lord, and perfectly enlightened One, who long ago attained Parinibbana. We have gone forth with faith from home to homelessness, and like the Blessed One, we practice the holy life, being fully equipped with the Bhikkhu system of training. May this holy life lead us to the end of this whole mass of